Hello, I am Usha Venkat from the Kelly Direct Program Office. Today is March 28, 2007. It gives me a great pleasure to introduce to you Utpal Bhattacharya, a finance professor at the Kelly School of Business, Indiana University, Bloomington. Utpal is a world authority on hanky-panky in financial markets.
Hello, my name is Utpal Bhattacharya, a professor at the Kelly School of Business, and this podcast comes to you from Bloomington, Indiana. Today, I am going to illustrate a scam that has fooled many investors. Consider this example. I convinced my good friend Elvis that if he invests $100 with me, I will double his money in a month. Elvis gives me $100 because he's my friend. Next month, I convinced my friend Simon and Garfunkel. They each give me $100, and I use this $200 to pay off Elvis. Elvis is impressed. He tells all his friends. His friends come running to me. I take $100 from only four of them, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and use the $400 to give back $200 each to Simon and Garfunkel. My fame spreads like wildfire. They all want to invest with me and double their money. I take money from only eight of them, then 16, then 32, then 64, and so on. When a lot of people are involved, I disappear with their money. The scheme that I have just illustrated is illegal. It is called the Ponzi scheme. It is named after Charles Ponzi, who raked in $15 million in 8 months in Boston in 1920. Versions of such scams had existed before Ponzi and continue to exist after him. When I checked this morning, I found that more than 100 such scams were under investigation in the United States alone. Why has the number of Ponzi schemes dramatically shot up? The answer is one word: Internet. News travels faster on the Internet. Publicity by word of mouth has been replaced by publicity by click of mouse. How should you protect yourself? First, please do not pay money or sign contracts immediately. Check out all offers with your local Better Business Bureau or the Indiana Attorney General's office if you're in the state of Indiana. Second, notice situations that do not make sense. For example, we found that in one emerging stock market, major corporate news announcements did not move stock prices. Why? Because of widespread insider trading. Corporate insiders, who knew what was going to be released to the press, had traded on that information before the press release. Bidding up prices of the news was supposed to be good, and bidding down prices of the news was supposed to be bad. Third, be wary of promises of high returns. The golden rule should always be, if it is too good to be true, it probably is. Thank you. This is a podcast coming to you from Professor Utpal Bhattacharya at Indiana University, Bloomington. Bye.